Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
God bless you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, as you have undoubtedly heard, the Writers Guild of America's strike is effectively over. There's some fine print there. We'll get into that. But SAG-AFTRA is still on. And wanted to speak once again with some colleagues and get the latest on this matter, where it is, where that strike is, why one has ended and the other one hasn't. Writers Guild says they're still supporting SAG-AFTRA. Let me not assume that everybody knows these acronyms. Writers Guild, of course, WGA, Writers Guild of America. SAG-AFTRA is Screen Actors Guild.
Yes.
And then AFTRA is Federation of Television and Radio Artists. Do I have that right? American Federation.
Yes.
So that's the actors, and then that's the people like me who've been in television, radio, still on the picket line. This is strike season, y'all. Folks are striking in Michigan and Detroit. Biden even went to strike with UAW. Biden need to come with SAG-AFTRA, too. Why doesn't he? Let's even get him out there, too. But in any event, we're going to have some very special guests with us to talk about this and get us all up to date on these very important matters. First and foremost, my representative, he's trying to find work for me. It's difficult. I think I have a face for radio, probably more so than screen. The last movie I was in was Fahrenheit 9/11. Haven't been in one since. Denzel and the brothers keep taking all the roles from me. But Roe Brooks Talent Management is going to change all that.
Yes,
I'm going to be an Equalizer 4 and the first Black James Bond. Roe, why is Terry laughing?
Yes, he is. How you doing, Mark?
I don't remember saying
Equalizer. Okay, you can be in that. I don't know.
Black James Bond. You don't believe in me, Terry. I believe in you. I believe in you.
No, I still think they want Idris.
No, Idris. He turned it down.
Okay.
Because he heard I was coming.
Idris didn't want. There was a lot of reasons that was going against African Americans that he wasn't cool with. They were fighting against him not being the first black James Bond.
Right.
So he just said, you know what? I don't even want the problem. I'll pass.
Roe Brooks of Brooks Talent Management.
Yes, sir.
Roe, welcome back, brother. Glad to have you back.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Sister Terry Jackson. Terry, tell our audience a little bit about you and the things you're doing and just how multi-talented, triple, quadruple threat you are.
Terry Brown Jackson. I'm a screenwriter, a TV writer. Worked on a couple of shows, the Tyler Perry's shows, the House of Pain, the Parkers, That's So Raven. So TV writer, screenwriter, write movies. I'm also a writer instructor. And so work at UCLA Extension teaching TV and then also short films for kids in the spotlight. Yeah. So I'm a writer in general.
And we want to hear about that because this directly impacts you. Lee Cox, my brother, welcome back to you. Tell our audience a little bit about you. Again,
an actor, just waiting for everything to get back, man. I really miss auditioning, getting back in the mix of things. I've been staying busy, like I said, weekly, having weekly groups with other actors, and just waiting to jump back in the saddle, man. The weights overdue, like Jerome earlier said. He said, I thought we would get the same deal at the same time, which would have made sense. Just daily, just keeping my head to the then. To see where we at every day with the strike, man. So
right. Have you all been back out on the picket line recently? Either of you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're still encouraging it because I've worked through the day as well at another school. I hadn't been able to. I just try to get there when I can, but they actually are still encouraging the writers.
Yes.
We're done deal, but they're encouraging us to still get out there, support the SAG.
And they are. Yeah, they're still out there. You'll see them still out there on the line. It's still solidarity, man, until this thing is complete, until we get what we want at SAG-AFTRA, it's not over. So the writers won't feel completely happy until we get our just dues. They got what they deserve. It's still a fight.
Terry, can you describe, well, you said tentative, so the deal has not been ratified yet, correct? I have to vote on it. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why it's a tentative right now. The union reps, WGA East and West Coast, they all like the agreement that AMPTA came about. And so they love it. They're like, it's great. It's fine. But now it's up to the writers, the part of the who are in the union, to vote. So it's okay. We're encouraging you, everyone. Yes, please vote yes, because the deal looks good. You can ask questions. So now during this week, they have time to look over it, ask questions, read the fine lines, and then a ballot's going to go out, and then they have the official vote. And then I think they're turning it in October 6th. So that's when it'll be wrapped. But this is the deal. But if some of the voters, even though they're saying vote yes, you're agreeing to end the strike, if some voters say no on their ballot, then it's going to have to continue. They're anticipating everyone to agree and say yes, because they're like, okay, this is probably the best deal we're going to get. Let's go ahead and vote yes. But you may have some people, I don't know, maybe, and try to hold out.
But Ty, wouldn't it be a majority rule? Like
no.
Larger percentage?
No. They're saying no, that they're expecting everyone to. I can double check into it, but right now they're saying if some hold out, then it will continue.
It'd be so like
I don't know how many hold out, but they're expecting everyone to sign it, though.
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah.
So it's not a majority. It has to be unanimity.
Unanimity.
That's what my understanding is. Yep.
Say that three times.
Wow. So Terry, are you able to share with us some of that? What is good about it? Are you happy with it? Does the deal make sense to you?
I don't know all the details, but what I do know that it seems like, okay, the things that we were asking for when it comes to the writers' room, some of the concerns were minimal writers in the writers' room, that some of them are down to hardly any, but they're saying, okay, there should be at least three lower levels, maybe three upper levels. So that would be six in the room. That would be, so maybe five to six, which was great compared to now dwindling down to maybe one or two, and sometimes one showrunner write all the episodes. So they were happy with that. They're happy with the pay scale increase, with depending on how long the show, say for instance, the show is picked up, they're like a guarantee, say for instance, a guarantee like 10 weeks, like for 10 weeks, you'll definitely get paid. Then if the show's picked up longer than 10 weeks, you'll get paid this much. That there'll be increase. And so it's like the biggest increase is at the beginning. And then the longer the show continues on, there'll be an increase, but not as large as
the initial
increase. So they're good with that. They're happy with that, because at least they're saying, okay, your guarantee is at least so many weeks of work, as opposed to before it's over, I only worked 2 weeks. And so they're happy with that. So it seems like they're happy with a lot of things. The AI situation, they're happy with that, because AI, again, is not a person. So they're saying that they won't strip away the writer, so the network has to let the writer know, say, for instance, that this concept was AI, but the writer who takes on the concept has the right to consider that it's their screenplay, that I am the writer on it. AI cannot be the writer on it, because it's not a person. So now they're agreeing with the AI situation. And then they're even saying writers, if the writers want to use AI, it's up to them. And then they have to let the networks know how much of it's going to be AI, or if they're not going to use any AI. So it seems they're all content with the AI situation right there. So for the most part, like I said, everything, it seems like they asked. Yeah, I think they asked for a little bit more, higher increase.
And yes, they did residuals.
Yeah, when it comes to residuals. So they did ask for a higher increase, but they negotiated on a little lower, but they were still like content to end the strike.
Lee, did you want to say something before I ask? I was about to ask questions. So you want to say something?
I had just my cousin, who was a writer as well. He sent me the whole entire breakdown of what the tentative agreement was. And it was pretty solid. It was what Ms. Jackson was saying. She was, it's all that's in there. And it's a few more things in there, but it was a pretty solid agreement that I wish it passes on down to SAG after.
So now do this for us, if you don't mind, Chair, because I want people to get really understand how this works. You mentioned the writer's room. a lot of people don't know how that works in terms of how many people in the writer's room, what levels that is. We're curious, what does that mean? What does the writer's room look like? How many people are usually in there? How does that work?
Okay, TV writing is different than feature writing. When you're a screenwriter writing a movie, you can be in your apartment, in your house, doing your thing, just you. But when it comes to TV, it's teamwork. It's a group that works together creating these shows. So back in the day, when it's strictly network, with network, you could easily have a showrunner. And most people don't know that it's more than one person who's working on those episodes. Because even though one person may get the credit, it's actually the team that's working on it. So what happens is that, say, for instance, that you have 10 writers in a room. Like back in the day, like I said, there were 10, 11, 12 writers in the room. So you'll have 12 writers. The showrunner runs the room. So with the 12 writers, you beat out, you come up with story ideas, pitch story ideas. And then the showrunner can say, hey, I want you to write this episode. So once you have it beat out with all the collaboration of the writers together, deciding, okay, this will be good. What if we do this? What if we do this? And meanwhile, there's someone typing. It's like an outline. So you're coming up with the outline. And then once you have a tight outline, the showrunner can say, okay, Terry, I want you to go off and write that. Change the outline into a script. So then I'll go off. Once they have it approved with the network, I go off, give me a week. Sometimes they're given 2 weeks to, from that outline, make it a script. Then I come back with it. And all the writers, again, pick at a piece. We can cut this. We can add this. Let's punch this up. And then they have the final script. And you go through different drafts. It's okay. There's the rough draft. Then, but by the time you get to the shoot draft, like I said, even though a lot of people collaborated on it, it's actually only one name. And that one name is the person who actually said, okay, I'm going to sign you the script, go off, write it, and come back. So it's like I said, it's a collaboration, even though you really will just see one person on the script as if they just wrote it. But sometimes some of the best parts of the script is really pitched by somebody else. Could be another writer who's pitching it, but they're getting all the credit for it. So that's like the writer's room. Like I said, it's a teamwork in the room as opposed to when you write movies. That's individual.
So I understand too, and Lee, I think you alluded to this, and Ro as well. Feel free to jump in. With the writer's piece, and this is what we're trying to get for the actors too, I think, it's called success-based residuals. That's the language I'm looking at on the WGA piece right now on Twitter. So what does that mean? Does that mean that especially when it comes to the streaming, because that was the big hang up. Folks just streaming stuff all over the place and nobody's getting any money off of it.
Exactly.
So now will the residuals be based upon how much the success of the stream? Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And then and that can go on infinitely.
We'll see, and that's the thing that they'll
the
have
residuals will go longer, on infinitely. Yeah.
The longer
but they'll decrease time. As well.
Yeah.
Like Terry said earlier, anything you get paid for initially is always the largest amount. It's just as if you were if a movie comes out on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend, that's going to be the largest money that movies ever sees.
Okay.
Even though it continues to make money week after week, that first opening weekend is going to be the largest.
Gotcha.
With residuals, it's the same way, because that large amount of money will give us whatever percentages that was worked out, depending on what role you play, whether you're a co-star, a guest star, a series regular. You have different percentages that you would receive in those different categories.
Gotcha.
And with Terry, I don't know how it works with you guys with the writing, how the residual would be broken down for you guys.
They're just saying that's why the longer the show is on the air, that they will have an increase. Okay, now it's past 10 episodes. Now the show has gone on another season, a streaming show. And so for the next set of episodes, okay, and you're still working, you could be fired, but as long as you're still working, now you're going to have another increase, but your salary increase is not going to be as big as that base increase. Then if it goes on another year, okay, we'll give you another bump, another increase, but now it's even going to be smaller.
Right, but you'll only get residuals on the episode that you wrote, right?
Yeah, it's that.
And your team, they'll get residuals on the ones that they wrote, but you won't be sharing residuals inside one episode.
No, only the people who constantly share episodes money is if you're the top person, the showrunner, your name's on everything. So right. you're always going to get a percentage of everyone. Right.
But outside of them, the 30, actual writing room so, themselves, the 12.
Yeah, the lower ones.
Right.
Now, the higher levels do. They'll still get a cut. Yeah, regardless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why not resolve both? Like right now.
My question.
What is the holdup? The writers, the actors, why not just resolve both together? By the way, WGA is still in solidarity with SAG-AFTRA.
Yes.
In terms of being out on the picket line. But what's the holdup? Or do we, are there conversations, negotiations, meaningful ones taking place right now? Between SAG-AFTRA and the streamers and the studios?
Now, from what I've learned, I don't believe we've had a conversation with the AMPTP since the writers received their tentative agreement. No one will come about. Probably early in October, I would give it's already the middle of the week already. And October is what, Sunday or whatever? So I feel like next week they should have talks. But me, as well as you, I don't understand why we both weren't given a tentative contract, because we're initially fighting for the same things. Everything they're fighting for, residuals, the AI situation, streaming, episodes on streaming, because right now streaming platforms have 8 episodes versus network having 24. Or what have you like that. And in that sense, you would basically have to work 3 series regular jobs in 1 year on a streaming service to get 24 episodes, which with the regular networks, you could do that all in one actual show. That's almost impossible to for anybody to get 3 series regular jobs in 1 year. So that's killer. So we're going through the same things. So I don't really understand why they didn't just nip it in the bud and give us all tentative contracts. So I guess we'll find out this week.
I just think it's like a pot thing, though. Like streaming companies and everybody's one big pot. So the directors dipped in, they got their money out. WGA dipped in, they got their money out. So now the actors want to dip in and get their money out. So I just think that they're going to come up with something. And I hope it's identical to what WGA got, but I just think it might be like a little less because they're still green.
I was just about to say, because if you look at it, honestly, that each group, the number of there's more writers than directors.
So and more actors than both.
And then there's way more actors than writers. So it's going to be a larger sum when it comes to acting because there's more actors.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you mentioned the episodes, like 8 episodes. So how do the writers deal with that, Terry? If you got a streaming show, that's just 8 episodes. How do you all make up what you would normally make in TV from the residuals the streaming?
And that's what I was saying. That's why that base pay there, because it may just be the 8 only and no more than the 8.
Right.
So we're going to pay you a little bit more up front, because we know it's not going to be anything past 8. Some of them are limited series. So that's all it's going to be. There is no pickup. So that's, like I said, that's one thing. So they increase the base pay. And then they're saying, even if it's 8, let's have at least 3 writers in the room as opposed to just the one writing everything.
It seems to me, Ro, the tentative agreement is the incentive. Ain't no point in paying writers if you don't have actors to play the roles that the writers are writing about. Exactly. So why are you paying writers? Why give Terry some money if you can't cast, we can't cast you and Lee,
exactly.
or myself, by the way, if we can't be casted in a role that Terry is writing about? So it seems to me they would be incentivized to try to figure this out.
That's the way I feel. Like it should have happened the same time.
The TV had to stop production, and now they're able to, Like, say, for instance, like you said, they were going to write 10 episodes, for example, and they stopped production in the middle of four. So now that the agreement that's okay, let's hurry up, and they're trying to rush them. Let's get these six done because we had to stop and there's six left. But once it's written, you still need the actors to do the acting. So writing always does come before the acting. The scripts are already done.
Actors are last to get paid. Period. That
the actors are the last because they pick up the script then. So the scripts are already done. That's people streaming. By the time the actors see it, all 10 could be done.
Everything is in place already at that time.
Yeah, it's already in place.
You think they'll rush casting? Like, as far as trying to play catch up, they'll be like...
They were saying when it comes to acting that there may be a big conflicts because if an actor has a deal working, I'll say, for instance, Abbott Elementary. I'll just give that one. So say, for instance, Abbott Elementary had to stop production. And your contract is with Abbott Elementary. That actor, prior to the strike, they know when they're going to have it would be over. So they're already now told another show, oh, I'll be willing to do this movie. Right. So now there's problems because they're saying they may have to pull out of deals because of now they have to go back work to this, which is their number one contract. So it's even though you now sign up for a movie, because normally you would have been wrapped already. And so now the actors and directors are having issues saying we may have to recast someone because we were expecting this person, but now they got to go back to work now to work out this.
You know what they should have done to alleviate all that? They should have still paid those actors during the strike. Because once you hear about this strike happening, you're four episodes in on an 8 or 10 episode season and these actors won't be working, we're not going to sit around and wait for your job. If you're not giving us a holding fee or something, you got to give us something to wait, because other than that, we got families, we got mortgage, we got all these things. And I'm not going to stop moving when I got to take care of my family and feed my kids. We're going to have to figure that out. So they should have just given them a whole
contract. What are you going to do if they try to sue? You're on a contract with us.
Yeah, you are. But when the strike came in place, what's to stop me from going to get another job that's actually working during the strike?
Yeah.
Like, they have to figure that out. SAG did it. SAG released these interim contracts to allow you to work on these smaller mom and pop or independent projects. And most of them last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever, really quickly shot, sometimes even shorter than that. But if you're in the middle of shooting one, Abbott Elementary is going to have to wait. The way I see it, it doesn't make, they do have a contract, but does the contract say anything about if a strike were to happen, do you cover this? If you don't cover that, then it's some room for your attorneys to say, look, we have something to fight over right here. We have some room to actually win this case because it's not written in. Because normally in contracts, they'll say if it's done like an earthquake or a tornado or something that they can't control.
Even though they weren't anticipating a strike.
Exactly. So, but that they may now add that into contracts.
Yeah, it should be now.
As a part of, you know, those things that could happen.
Because you wonder what's going
to happen. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they'll be okay.
Folks, the strike is ongoing. We want to support these actors. What was the brother who had the movie? Black actors got to stick together. Robert Townsend. You remember that? He had that?
Yeah.
And then
Hollywood Shuffle.
Hollywood. Black actors got to stick together. And then Wayne Brady reprised it on the Dave Chappelle episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Got to stick together. So, Terry, you're back at work for all intents and purposes. Is that accurate?
Yes.
So these actors, we're not back at work. So you
go. We are at work. We are at work. As I said, SAG
has to
release a tentative contract. So there's hundreds of projects out there. They just aren't the larger ones, and they can't work with the AMPTP. Anything is under that, any kind of struck company. They can work under anything else. So they are working. They just
not seeing
the money as
I got you, but hold on, I'm trying to help now. Terry's working. You're not working as much. So, Terry, can you give us some money?
Money? We're not working.
Yeah, I'm trying to help, bro.
We're not,
Terry,
we're
give
not
us some
working.
Money. Since you back, can we get some money?
And I then, wish I had it like that.
And then.
If I had it like that.
And then for some of these shows where people are out and people have gotten caught up in other shows, Terry, cast me on Abbott Elementary and some of the other shows. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had the power. Trust me.
Well, folks, we're going to continue to watch this very closely. And, Ro, when we were texting earlier, you said something to me, and I don't know where it came from, but you were like, maybe something can happen by this weekend. So I was just wondering, do you have some information that would lead you to believe that something is that imminent?
No, I just feel because it happened for the writers this week, they may need, I think they're just trying to make us sweat, to tell you the truth. So I think the top of the month is starts on Sunday. I'm thinking we would probably get a call or email from them saying that they're ready to meet with SAG-AFTRA next week at some point.
Yeah, that's just how I feel. That they should have discussions because everybody knows by the time you hit November, it's a wrap. Nothing's going to happen
the
first of the year.
Yeah, they know it. That's why they made sure they got this deal done.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
It'd have been
they want to lose a billion.
Yeah, to get to where we're at right now. That would have been great.
When I was out on the picket the other day, Tish James came out, the Attorney General. And I'm going to tell you something. Tish James, the Attorney General of New York.
Oh, okay.
Who is winning the case against Trump. The judge ruled just the other day, day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. Her case, the suit she filed against Trump is valid. He said we're not even going to have a trial or a jury. He already decided that Trump is guilty of fraud and he has about a month to dismantle the Trump Organization. He's removing his business certificates. Now,
wow!
If I were AMTMP and all these other people and Tish James was out there striking against me or marching against me, I'd come up with a settlement like yesterday. All
right.
Because that sister don't play. She has literally, there is no more Trump Organization in New York as of about 48 hours ago. That's over.
Oh, yes.
And not even a trial. This is supposed to be a trial, a civil trial.
No trial.
The paperwork she filed with the court said, we don't even need that. It's over. Mm. And that's just the beginning. So when she was out there standing with WGA and SAG-AFTRA last week, I was like, whoa, this is heavy.
That's nice.
So that's what we need.
That's historic right there.
It is.
And that should be scary for the AMPTP. It should be. That's scary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat. All from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Yeah, so folks, let's get with it. Let's get these actors paid. Listen, y'all.
Let's go.
Again, I don't want people to think, some people say, well, Mark, they're actors. They're all privileged. That's not true. The majority of actors are out here working and scuffling just like the rest of us. Everybody ain't Meryl Streep. I know she plays every role.
Exactly.
I know she plays every role. I know they tried to cast her as Abraham Lincoln. It was like, okay, that's too much. But she gets every role. But in Lincoln, no, really. But most folk aren't Meryl Streep, okay? And when we watch, we all like to Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm. When we do that, understand that your hard-earned money paying for those subscriptions up to this point not been going to the people you see me here talking to.
That's right.
And these are people who look like you and me, and that's not right.
That's right.
So everybody needs to be aware of that and stay involved and support the working class. All right? Let me thank Terry Jackson, Ro Brooks Talent Management.
He's going to
give me some big-time roles.
About to get you some more voiceover work.
That's right. But I want the starring roles in James Bond, Marvel, franchise. Okay. All that. Lee Cox, want that too.
You got it.
Lee Cox, good to see you, brother. Can I ask you this? Do you all have any projects that, if this is resolved, we should be on the lookout for that are coming up you want to share?
You guys can speak. I have a project. I have a project. I thought it would be out now, but I think the strike might have pushed it back. But I have a feature film, a thriller coming out. So hopefully it will come to a resolve real soon and they can let it go.
Okay. It's on Tubi?
It's on Tubi? What you say?
Tubi.
Did you say that?
Yeah, he's asking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a Tubi original.
Okay.
I didn't want to say all that because we still fighting these dudes, man.
And Lee just said it. Lee went on here and said it.
Streaming platform.
You didn't want to say it, but Lee just, okay.
So,
yes, though. So I we never talked about that.
So hopefully everything goes right and they'll be able to release it and everybody get back to work. Terry's got some things going on, you know.
Has some heat under it. Yeah. Fire going under.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations to the three of you. Thanks for joining. We'll talk again. Let's stay in touch on this. Folks, all of you keep a close watch and support these union workers as well.
Oh, one thing. Yes, please. You hear the gamers are now going on strike. Video games.
Yep.
They went on strike. Yeah.
Yep. I just filled my petition and,
I didn't know that.
We had a 98.3%. I think that's the amount. That's the number of people that agreed to it. So we're definitely on strike for that.
Yep. That's recent.
Just happened.
Yeah.
We're in these streets, y'all. We outside. Terry Jackson, Lee Cox, Roe Brooks, SAG-AFTRA.
Thanks for having us.
On strike.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Mark. Okay.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.